stuff.
No, I've got like help my brother with her epileptic fits.
Oh, I see. So you're like, you and your brother have got to be the ones to look out for when that happens and get it all done. Yeah. Quite a scary thing, isn't it, I bet, when it happens?
Yeah, but so, like I said before, you get used to it after just like a couple of years, but it's still a bit frightening.
Sure. Well, you do a grand job. Everybody is. This fella from Gosport. What the fuck? So, James, sorry, I missed. James, was it?
James
from Gosport, what a top man. Interviewee number 3. Who are you? Where are you from? Yes, you, sir. The yellow microphone. I like your glow sticks. They go well with your shirt. You can't come in here and not be talked to. That's the rule. Move forward to the microphone. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Brandon Frost.
It's Brandon Frost, everybody! Yay! And where are you from, Brandon?
I'm from Southend.
From Southend? That's blinking miles away. And is it the first time you've been to the YCF Festival?
Yes.
How are you finding it?
Really good.
Yeah, you've enjoyed yourself so far?
Yeah.
Did you partake of the silent disco?
Yeah, kind of.
This is what boys do at disco, so they stand at the side on the wall and don't really want to talk to anyone and that kind of thing and get involved. What was the music in the headphones? Did you have a listen?
Yeah.
What were they playing?
Oh, I can't remember now.
It obviously wasn't as good as the music we're playing here in the radio station.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that's fair enough. Brandon, ladies and gentlemen, another top fella. I'll do one more and then we're going to go to our roving reporter. Right, who's it going to be? Oh, everyone's looking scared now. What's your name, sir?
Whoa.
Come to the microphone, otherwise they can't hear you. What's your name?
Richard Pohl from Southend.
Richard Pohl from Southend is on the radio! What can I do for you?
I was just asking, would I be able to go around asking people what have they enjoyed about the festival?
Well, I tell you what, currently I have a roving reporter out there who is Anthony from Portsmouth. We'll talk to him and then we'll see how he does and then we might give you a chance in a minute. So, should we see how Anthony does first of all?
Yeah.
Put the headphones on, let's have a listen. Anthony, are you there? Yeah. Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm just outside the Total Wipeout.
Oh, are you going to talk? I can see that.
Yeah, I've got 3 girls. Hello!
Anthony's using this as an excuse to meet girls, I feel. Who are they? What are their names?
What's your name?
My name's Toxie.
My name's Aisha.
My name's Martha.
And you just got off to Total Wipeout. How good was it?
The ride? Oh, it's amazing. It's so cool to have so much fun here.
Oh,
Anthony,
cool.
Can you ask her what Toxie is short for? Because I've never heard that name before.
I beg your pardon?
Can you ask her what Toxie is short for?
What's Toxie short for? Toxie? It's not short for anything. It's my real name.
Really? Wow, that's cool. Tell her she's got a cool name.
You got a cool name.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Brighton.
Brighton?
Yeah, Brighton.
Is she in the lead? No, she ain't. She's running. No, never mind.
Oh, have they run off, Anthony?
What?
Have they run away?
No, they're right in front of me, laughing.
Ask them if the Total Wipeout ride is cooler than the rides on Brighton Pier, if they're from Brighton.
No, I didn't hear that. What was he saying?
Repeat that.
I said, you're meant to be doing the interviewing, not me. Ask them if the ride here, Total Wipeout, is cooler than the ride on Brighton Pier.
Do you think Total Wipeout's cooler than the one on Brighton Pier?
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. It's faster.
I was going to go on it earlier, but I ate crisps and I nearly threw up, so...
Nice. Well, that's what we wanted at the end of the day. Anthony, can you go and find someone else to talk to now, please?
Okay, goodbye, followers.
Goodbye. Followers? You can't call them followers.
I can.
That's shocking. It's like you're starting...
take over this show.
You're not starting a new cult religion, Anthony. You're just there to interview a few nice people. That's all.
Yeah,
Oh, he's. I don't like the cut of his jib. I'm going to talk to some of the nice people here in the studio instead. Remind me of your name, sir, because I completely forgot what it was.
Richard Pohl.
Hello, Richard. Where are you from?
Southend.
Richard Pohl in the house. Hey, who do you look after at your house then, Richard?
My brother and my mum.
And what do you do for your brother and your mum? That's two to look after. That's really
my
stressful.
My brother's very ill with a bad stomach and my mum's got bad back disease.
So you have to be the man who has to look out for both of them then?
Yes.
Is that a fairly full-time job with school and everything as well?
Sort of, yeah.
What time do you have to get up in the morning to make sure they're all right?
About 6 o'clock.
That's blimmin' early, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that's like 2 hours before you go to school. And then what time are you getting to bed of a night time?
About 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock? That's a fairly old lot. And how old are you?
12.
12 years old. And how are you finding the Young Carers Festival? Is it as exciting as you had hoped?
Yes.
Good. He gives the right answer, because if he said no, we'd have to shut the radio station down and go home.